Israeli midwife says October 7 attack convinced her to carry a gun daily. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 29, 2024. Israeli midwife Erga Froman talked to Fox News about how the October 7 Hamas terror attack took her from being an individual who had never fired a gun to one who carries a gun daily for self-defense. According to Fox News, Froman is a mother of five now living in the Golan Heights in northern Israel, had never considered obtaining a gun license. After the terror attacks, Froman and her husband decided she needed to take steps to stay safe. Froman said, "On the evening of October 7, my husband and I realized that because I travel alone at night on dangerous roads to my job, bringing life into the world, I needed protection. By the next morning, I had submitted my application for a gun license. Now I hope I'll never need to use it, but I'm prepared if I have to." Watch, Israel displays weapons used by Hamas terrorists in October 7 attacks. She noted that October 7 also revealed the medical community in she which works was not well defended either, saying, as there weren't enough medical teams on October 7, there also wasn't enough defense. Learning from that, today we have a community medical team, and we are also armed to be able to give a first response. On November 15, 2023, Breitbart News pointed out nearly a quarter of a million applications for gun permits had been filed in Israel since thousands of Hamas terrorists attacked on October 7, 2023. More than 236,000 new requests for permits have been filed since the attack, the Times of Israel reported, noting that figure represents the number of applications filed during the 20 years preceding the attacks. On October 18, 2023, just under 2 weeks after the Hamas terror attack, Breitbart News noted that Israel's health ministry asked civilians with gun licenses to serve as security at hospitals as a way of defending against further Hamas attacks. Watch, video shows Hamas rockets, paragliders, terrorists streaming into Israel. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.